Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Shred Show Live with me, Josh Pitts. And you can see him. You can see that smile on his face. The exuberance, the enthusiasm that comes off Joe Wilson is just contagious, ladies and gentlemen. So first and foremost, thank you so much for joining Joe and I this morning. We're getting to get into some fun topics of discussion. But before we do, if you're joining us live right now, comment hashtag shred because you are shredding live with Joe and I. You're having some fun. So hashtag shred. If you're joining us on the replay, comment hashtag hustle because you're out there, you're hustling, you're getting it done. Then you're coming back right here to get what you need to be successful within your business. But ladies and gentlemen, this man needs no introduction. He's a visionary. He's a brilliant mind within our industry. And he is the founder of Social Coach, which is our topic of discussion today. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome Joe Wilson. The crowd goes wild.
What's up, Joe? I don't know how, like, I could keep up with your level of intensity. Like that's just, like, I can keep a smile on my face, but like, this is just, it's to another level and it's kind of early today.
Oh, dude. It's awesome. It's never too early to get excited, especially when I'm hanging out with you, Joe. So, Joe, you've been in our industry a while. I mean, you work with Ellie Mae, you've worked with Simple Night, you work with some huge names within our industry. And then you decided, you're like, you know what? I'm going to go out and do something different. I'm going to go out and do something completely on my own. And you go out and start a company, Social Coach. So for those who aren't familiar with what even Social Coach is, what it does, how it can help them, kind of give us a 30,000. What the heck is Social Coach?
Yeah, dude. So, gosh, I mean, I have been in this industry for like the last 15 plus years. So it's, you kind of like grow, like it's like dog years almost. So I got to be like 60 plus years old now. I don't know, maybe older. But dude, it's awesome. I love the mortgage industry. I love real estate. I love technology. And I love the people of this business. Like we're just like, they're so cool and so dynamic and always such growth minded. And I, you know, being at all these conferences from Ellie Mae, Simple Nexus, like all these, at all these industry events, I started to hear the kind of same thing, no matter what the topic of conversation was at a conference, whether it was legal, compliance, technology, software, whatever, it always came back down to social media. And it became really abundantly clear to me about a year and a half ago, I was at a broker conference in Las Vegas, and I was on a technology panel, technology and marketing panel, and this lady gets up in front of the whole room of like 600 people. And she says, hey, you know, I got a question for you. What type of social medias, and she pluralized it, medias should I be on? I was like, oh my gosh. And everyone in the room was like, yeah, tell us more. And like 600 people, Josh, wanted to know all about social media, how they could improve their lives, grow their business and stop spending money on really expensive leads and like build this personal brand that could take them to that next level. And I kept on looking more into this, like what's going on? How come there aren't more people on social in real estate and mortgage? Sure. And there are a couple people are doing really, really well. Like you're one of them. I mean, you've got like 45,000 followers across your platforms or something like that. Like you're crazy huge. And there's so many people out there doing it really, really well. So if I were a loan officer, I would just follow one of these guys who are doing really well and just start copying what they do. But it's more difficult than that. So we built Social Coach in a way that helps your average loan officer know exactly what to post on social media every day and to make it really easy to receive that advice, whether it's a video content telling them how to do something or done for you content, whether it's like a meme or an infographic just to post it. Take that content, create it in our app. So with their camera or with, you know, just uploading something from their library, editing it, and then posting with one tap to Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter all at once. So it should take them only 5-10 minutes a day to help build their personal brand and really become an expert on social media. So that's what we're doing, man. That's it. Like trying to help loan officers really capture who they are, like their sphere of influence that they have out there to sell more loans.
Dude, it seems like it's so simple. And the idea is just like, why hasn't anything been out there like that? And of course, there are some other ideas, but the fact that you guys did it and you brought it into the industry, because you and I have had that same question. I don't know how many conferences I've been at. Is there like, well, should I be on the Facebook and the LinkedIn? And I'm like, oh, hell, you missed it already. But like, it just depends too. And that's why I like Social Coach. And it's funny because I just brought up the app. It's such a great little tool here on your phone because we go everywhere with this thing. We use it all the time. So having it at our fingertips where we can get our content out to these social channels, it is such a brilliant idea. And let's go on down this road for a second, because a lot of people have heard me talk about like, well, oh, you know, you don't want to just always have this pre-populated content, just this content that is cookie cutter. But that's why I love Social Coach, is because not only do you have this pre-populated content, which again, if you're doing nothing, like if you literally don't post anything, you're at least starting somewhere. You're at least getting content out in front of your audience. And I love how Gary Vaynerchuk talks about it, because honestly, Gary Vaynerchuk, you know, he talks about 100 pieces of content a day isn't enough content. So you have to have some coming up with 100 pieces of content is really, really hard. But with a tool and a system like Social Coach, it makes it a little bit easier. So you have these pre-populated, these memes, these fun posts at your discretion, but also you have somebody, a guide, let's say Shred is your guide, if you will, your coach, if you will, that we're giving you ideas to actually do your own posts. Maybe you can say, hey, Joe, here's your idea for the day. Go do a 30-second video on this. You do it right there on the app, and then you post it from the app. It's not like you have to go and record it somewhere else and then upload it and then do that. You do it straight from the app. So now not only it's this mixture of pre-populated content, content that's done for you, and then also doing that content for yourself. Because you have to connect with an audience, Joe, you have to show them that you are you. You're Joe Wilson. I'm Josh Pitts. You have to have your own spin on things, right?
Dude, you brought up a lot of really good points. And yes, you have to be yourself. Like, you can't be anybody else. And people don't want to be, they don't want to connect with you because you're somebody else. They like you for who you are. Specifically, and you got to bring out who you are on your social channels. And that's what Social Coach helps you to do. You brought up Gary Vaynerchuk though. And I got to tell you, like, I love the guy, but that is so overwhelming. Like, creating 100, like, I get panic attacks thinking about having to create that much content. And like, that's what I do all day. Right. But like, for your average LO, that's when I hear that advice, it's like, well, I guess I shouldn't even start.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
It's unattainable. I'm never going to get to that level. And I want that like out of your mind, and that's the reason why we create Social Coach, to help every single type of person, whether you're just starting, you're trying to get better, or you're a pro. Like, you can use this tool to help build your business to make it not difficult for you to do. It should take you 5-10 minutes a day, and that's it. And you will see the benefit of your work, because what we do, and Josh, you just pulled up the app, but like, after you post, we're actually reading the analytics of how you're performing and tying that back to your revenue to show you, yes, this actually works. And if it doesn't work, you should cancel. But I promise you that if you start posting regularly, that you will see just how much success you're getting from those posts.
Well, and that's just it, is you have to start somewhere. And that's the conversation you and I have had, you know, speaking in, you know, in front of different audiences, in front of thousands of different people, is people don't even know where to start. Like, that's the biggest hiccup for everybody. Social Coach literally gives you that tool right there where you can just start. You can start putting out content. It's pre-populated right at your fingertips. So you don't have to overthink it. You don't have to overanalyze it. You don't have to just like, well, is it going to be a good post? It doesn't matter. You just post it. It's just like, hey, I'm going to get it out there. I'm going to start somewhere. And I think that's probably what, for me, is the most exciting part about Social Coach, is it's giving everybody listening, everybody out there who is just paralyzed by fear, who's paralyzed by overthinking it, you have a coach right there who's giving you, saying, hey, this is what you should post. I'm telling you from past experience, this is what I've posted. This is what's helped me get engagements and my audience to connect with me. So here it is. Like, it's literally like right there at your fingertips. Again, Joe, it's such a simple idea, but so profound.
These coaches are experts, people who have already done the hard work in figuring out what works and doesn't work. And they're there to coach you, to tell you exactly what to do. And there's this concept, Josh, I love. It's like good, better, best, right? It's like, okay, the good is just getting something out there. Like, just post a meme, or just post an infographic, or just post something consistently. Right. And then when you can get better, is start posting, get yourself on camera. And then best is like creating your own content and realizing what your story is and getting connected with those people. So, and that we take you through that whole thing of being just getting regularly posted for those who are just getting started, and then getting better and really becoming yourself on social.
Dude, I love that comparison. Good, better, best, because you have to start somewhere. And again, just putting out content is better than not putting out content. Like, I truly believe that. There was a time where I was like, no, you have to put out like organic, like you have to put out raw, your own content. But the more I watch all of the social media channels evolve, especially Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, like, getting out content is key. Like, literally is key, because now you're starting to catch algorithms. And again, we're not going to get into that. It's a whole nother discussion, but at least least you're putting out content for your audience to see. If you're not putting out regular content, they're not going to see it at all. So at least you have ideas right there, right in front of you. Again, it's a push notification. I was laughing because I got your push notification like on my app this morning, and it was a simple, fun idea that it even made me smile. I was like, hey, that's a good idea. It talked about, you know, what would you put on a t-shirt? And like it was like, that's a great little conversation. That is what it's all about. Content, I talk about content is king, but it has to be content that you want to get your audience talking. You want to get them engaged. And sometimes it is something simple that's just like, hey, you know what? That's a perfect little post for my day. And then maybe you even go from there. And then again, here's what's so cool about it, Joe, is you post that. Maybe you have only two people comment on it. Now you can engage with those two people. That's two more engagements than you had before. Exactly. So stop worrying about like, well, Josh, I didn't have hundreds of people talk or engage with it like you do. Dude, I've been doing this for a freaking long time. Like, you having two people engage with you, that's two more people than you had yesterday. So run with that.
Dude, I can't believe it. Like, I started posting just some of those more engaging type prompts and seeing like, you know, some of these things that are just like more engaging, like the t-shirt thing that you just talked about. And people are coming out of the woodwork. People I haven't talked to for like 10 years now are commenting on my Facebook page because they're getting like, it's just fun. And people like fun. They want to like engage with you. And then you use that for whatever you need to do later. So I love it.
No, so and Jackson Ball made a great comment. I'm at the good stage using UWM Brand 360 currently and daily. I need better and best. Jackson, this is a great point. UWM, UWM has a great tool. They have that calendar. Social Coach is like that on steroids. They take that to the entirely new level. So, and that's again great comparison there. I'm really glad that you brought that up because there are some systems out there that actually give you some ideas. But again, that's what Social Coach literally takes the Brand 360 idea from UWM and literally steps it up and puts it again. So it's right there. You can post to all your different channels. You can do this. You can do that. And again, it's really coaching you. It's that guide along of getting from that good stage to that better and best. So Jackson, great comparison. I love that you talk about that. So Joe, when it comes to this and when it comes to putting out content, and again, the entire idea behind Social Coach, for everybody listening, if you could just give them one hint of advice, I know people say start here, start somewhere, but what would you tell people to go out and start doing today?
Yeah, just post something. Just turn your camera on and introduce yourself. If your people have not heard from you in a long time or they don't know who you are, just get your camera, say like, hey, here's what I'm doing today. Or like go out to lunch, okay? Go out to lunch and talk about the tacos you got. Or find something interesting about what you did today and just turn on your camera, show what you're doing, live your life, and people will comment on that. And if they don't, don't comment on today, do it again tomorrow and keep on doing it until somebody comments. Because it's going to happen.
It's such a brilliant idea. What you said is so profound because like people think about, I posted something and nobody commented on it. Well, there's probably people watching it. They're just sitting in the background. Just because people don't comment doesn't mean people aren't watching. So Joe, I love that point, is do something that you really like, you connect with, whether you connect with tacos or riding bikes or surfing or you're out, whatever it is, start putting out content around that. Because again, people may not engage with it today or tomorrow, but they will down the road. And those are the people you want to engage with anyway. If they're not engaging with you, don't worry about them. Like, just engage with people that are engaging with you.
You know, but that's Josh, super solid point. And that's like the other side of this coin is you need to engage in other people's posts too. Are you putting out content and just expecting people to engage with you and you're never engaging with anybody else?
Right.
Like, social media is a two-way street. It's just like any kind of relationship you have. You can't just sit back and produce content and expect people to just comment on your stuff. Like, that's like you sitting up on a soapbox in a crowded area and just expecting everyone to come and hear you. But like, nobody wants to hear just if you just keep on spewing. You have to go and like and comment other people's stuff, and then it will happen even more.
Yep, exactly. Like, that's just it. Is like social media is supposed to be social. It's not a one. That's the biggest mistake. Number one, hands down, is from number one, not posting anything. Number two is not engaging with people, not actually engaging with others. You can't just continue to throw out content and content. But again, these are the discussions. These are the things that Social Coach helps with. And that's why, again, it's such a great tool. It's such a great resource for everybody here. So Joe, I can't thank you enough for coming and sharing some of these tips, for sharing a little bit about Social Coach and what you guys are doing to start to changing the mindset of our industry, to start opening their eyes to seeing what is right in front of them and making it so much easier for all the LOs in our industry. So bro, cannot thank you enough for joining us and for all that you're doing for the industry.
Thank you, dude. And right back at you, man. Thanks for having me on. And like, I'm not doing a fraction of what you do for this industry. So you are the bomb. I appreciate you, man.
Well, dude, I have an idea. I have a feeling that this is not the last time you and I are going to continue to build something together. I'm excited for it. But ladies and gentlemen, as always, I appreciate you. I love you. And now it's time for all of you to go shred, go show up, hustle, repeat every day. We'll see you guys.
See ya.